Navigation Rules and Regulations Handbook, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Part D, Sound and Light Signals. Rule 32, Definitions. 1. Which navigation rule is the definitions rule as it pertains to sound and light signals? Rule 32. 2. The term short blast means a blast of about how many seconds in duration? 1. 3. The term prolonged blast means a blast of from how many seconds in duration? 4 to 6. Rule 33. Equipment for sound signals. 1. Which navigation rule is the equipment for sound signals rule? Rule 33. 2. A vessel of how many meters or more in length shall be provided with a whistle? 12. 3. A vessel of how many meters or more in length shall be provided with a bell in addition to a whistle? 20. 4. A vessel of how many meters or more in length shall, in addition to a bell and whistle, be provided with a gong, the tone and sound of which cannot be confused with that of the bell? 100. Rule 34. Maneuvering and Warning Signals. 1. Which navigation rule is the maneuvering and warning signals rule? Rule 34. 2. How many short blasts mean I am altering my course to starboard? 1. 3. How many short blasts mean I am altering my course to port? 2. 4. How many short blasts mean I am operating astern propulsion? 3. 5. The duration of each flash supplementing the whistle signals shall be about 1 second. The interval between flashes shall be about 1 second, and the interval between successive signals shall be not less than how many seconds? 10. 6. When in sight of one another in a narrow channel or fairway, a vessel intending to overtake another shall, in compliance with Rule 9EI, indicate her intention by the following signals on her whistle. How many prolonged blasts, followed by one short blast to mean, I intend to overtake you on your starboard side. 2. 7. When vessels in sight of one another are approaching each other and, from any cause, either vessel fails to understand the intentions or actions of the other, or is in doubt whether sufficient action is being taken by the other to avoid collision, the vessel in doubt shall immediately indicate such doubt by giving at least how many short and rapid blasts of the whistle? 5. 8. A vessel nearing a bend or an area of a channel or fairway where other vessels may be obscured by an intervening obstruction shall sound how many prolonged blasts? 1. 9. If whistles are fitted on a vessel at a distance apart of more than how many meters, one whistle only shall be used for giving maneuvering and warning signals. 100. Rule 35. Sound signals in restricted visibility. 1. Which navigation rule is the sound signals in restricted visibility rule? Rule 35. 2. In or near an area of restricted visibility, whether by day or night, a power-driven vessel making way through the water shall sound at intervals of not more than how many minutes one prolonged blast? 2. 3. In or near an area of restricted visibility, whether by day or night, a power-driven vessel underway but stopped and making no way through the water shall sound at intervals of not more than 2 minutes, two prolonged blasts in succession with an interval of about how many seconds between them? 2. 4. In or near an area of restricted visibility, whether by day or night, a vessel towed, or if more than one vessel is towed, the last vessel of the tow, if manned, shall at intervals of not more than 2 minutes sound how many blasts in succession? 4. 5. In or near an area of restricted visibility, whether by day or night, a vessel at anchor shall at intervals of not more than 1 minute ring the bell rapidly for about how many seconds? 5. Rule 36. Signals to attract attention. 1. Which navigation rule is the signals to attract attention rule? Rule 36. Rule 37. Distress signals. 1. Which navigation rule is the distress signals rule? Rule 37. 2. A gun fired at how many minute intervals would be a distress signal? 1. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.